All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Today's date is Sunday, August 9th, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast. Alan has left the building. That's okay. We can still have him here, at least in spirit, or, well, pretend that he was here. Yeah. You can join us if you want. Call-ins are pretty much normal around here, unless they're not. 1-800-313-9443. We covered a whole bunch of ground the last hour, or we covered none at all. You know, it just depends what you're thinking. Today's date, 2020. It's today's date. I don't know. Seems like this whole year just started and it's already over. We're rounding August and we're heading into September, and before you know it, we'll be in 2021. It's hard to keep track of all this crap. You know, we're going to the election and everybody's like, around town here, I'm seeing a lot more red hats. And they're sitting there telling me that Trump's support has waned, but I can't gauge that in town. In fact, all the supporters around here are totally Trump. And, we were talking to John in Louisiana just a little bit ago, and we were talking about the fascist angle of our current government, and that's really is not a Trump thing, right? You know, if you want to look at Trump, you got to judge Trump by Trump. The fascist angle of the corporate United States has been there, you know, since, for a dang long time, right? You know, there was a lot of it that came out of the Obama era, the Bush era, the Clinton era. You know, we can go down that, right? And so when we have these people that are marching around and they're saying they're anti-fascist, you can say, well, what is fascism? I hate Trump. I hate Trump. I want college free. I want college free. I want my debt forgiven. And why is he rich and why am I poor? Well, hold on. That doesn't have anything to do with fascism. Do you know what fascism is? A good review of fascism is the stories they tell us about World War II. The stories they tell us about World War II is about this guy named Hitler, right? You know, he comes to power, right? He's all gonna take the entire world down, right? And he lashes out. Now, is that true? Well, no, yes. Can't discuss it because that information, that history is on lockdown. Can't deviate. Don't deviate. Story of Hitler is well known to people. He was a killer. He killed a lot of Jews, and that's it. That's all you need to know. No, there's some complicated stuff going back into World War I, World War II. Hitler, you know, we were talking fascist here. Hitler as a controller, you know, commander-in-chief, whatever, he did harness all of his resources and put them towards a direction to create a war machine. And he did it, and he did it well. It was a public-private partnership in which the government managed things, went to the corporations or the companies and said, we need you to build tanks. And they said, okay, I need steel, I need rubber, I need copper, and whatever. You know, give me all these things, and then I need workers. And so the workers got what? The workers got what the workers got, and they had a monetary system to a certain extent, and they had a handout program. And I don't know all that. Right, because I wasn't there. All I can tell you is that's kind of how it went. What happened earlier this year, it's kind of scary, really. You know, Donald Trump going, oh my God, Corona. He's singing the Corona song, Trump. Corona, got Corona. Hey, I think you should stop production of your cars and start building, human killing machines. What? Yes, General Motors, I want you to stop making cars, right? And for the good of humanity, I want you to make these kind of piston pumps that will pump air into people's lungs and expand them. Oh, okay. And can you do that? Can you tell me to stop making cars and start doing this? Well, it was a smart move for General Motors during the time of the corona to actually stop making cars, because most people stopped buying cars during the time of corona, at least during the first corona, right? And that the first corona would probably be called 2020, January, February, March, maybe April. Some people have only had a full-time corona, right? They don't have a multi-part corona, coronal experience. Is that the right word? But anyways, Donald Trump did a fascist move in harnessing the energy. But we did that before. No, Steve, we've done that before. We did that in World War II. We said, for the good of everybody, we've got to kill Adolf Hitler. So we're going to kind of lean a little fascist here. Right? You know, we're gonna pull back all the stuff, all the rubber. We need the rubber. We need the steel. You know, part of the... not part of the energy program. One fascinating part of free energy, living on your own, is the fact that they actually eliminated almost all steam engines in World War II. Isn't that fascinating? Maybe you don't care at all, but there's still a lot of wood and brush and stuff like that that could run steam generators, and they had matured so much during their lifespan. They knew what was going on, and they were living in barns with little coverings on them. And then the United States government, it was the corporate United States of America still, you know, in World War II, went around procuring all those things and melting them down and making steam or making steel for the war machine so we can go to drop bombs on the fascists, right? You know, even though we're kind of, let's go get Hitler. Go get him. Go get the Japanese. Go get the Japanese. They attacked us. Remember, the Japanese attacked us after we blockaded them. Yeah, there's always a step earlier. It's the funny part about history. Who cares about history, right? A lot of people don't care about history. I talk about history and people's eyes gloss over. Or just the fascinating nature of history. And when I think about today's history, the things that are happening right now, that's where I get kind of a little bit sideways as watching the ingress of, what am I even thinking of saying? There's something mean that's coming this way. And maybe it's better explained by a meme. Let me go get that meme real quick. And the meme is this. You can wear whatever kind of mask you want, because the coronavirus isn't about the mask. It's about control. It's about getting you to comply. It's about showing you how to follow the rules again. It doesn't matter if you don't really follow the rules exactly to a T, right? But just kind of go along. They'll spank you later for being a nosy masker. They'll spank you later for, pulling that mask off after you enter the building. They'll get you, right? They'll get you. It's and it's coming more and more. I got an email or a letter from a representative that I've got. I don't really have him. He's somebody that was voted into office, and I did happen to vote for him because I voted, and that's the thing. I'll cut off your hand, cut off your foot. They're giving you a decision. For many years, I decided that I don't want to vote for my hand or my foot, and everybody kept cutting my foot off, and I'm like, well, man, if I really think about it, I'd really like to have my foot, So that's it's a really bad bad choice. One, your foot or your hand. Mm. So this guy, his name's Chip Boy. You know, he came onto my radar last week in multiple different ways. You know, the first thing that happened was I got an email from a group that I don't support, a mind control operation, whatever you call it, propagandist. You know, I guess you could call me the same, right? I have my opinions, and I'm trying to show you what I think, right, based on what I know. But National Public Radio, they're a propagandist, definitely, because they know no other side except for, well, the Democrats say, and the Republicans, they're evil. That's basically, oh, we're public radio and we're neutral. No, you definitely are painted one way. You know, you can't paint me Democrat or Republican, really. But I'll argue with both sides. Maybe you can just argue that, I just like to argue. That's not true. I just want to be free. I want the country that I was told that I was going to grow up in. I want it back. You know, some of my delusions of what the country was came to me when I was very, very small, and I'm getting sideways. So it is nice to have Alan on as a, you know, shock block, shock block, right? So I can go down, hey, Alan, what do you think? It doesn't work. But I was talking about a representative. His name was Chip Roy. And, you know, he came onto my radar when National Public Radio sent me an email and said, look, hey, Steve, check this out, Steve. Steve, you got to help us save NPR. Oh, great, NPR. Where do I sign up? So I click the link. I go to a web page, and the web page says, here's a copy of an email that you should send to all your Texas representatives. And it says, dear Texas representative, I think you should support National Public Radio, and they are the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I love them to death, and give them more money, give them whatever they want, and do all this in the name of Steve. Amen. I didn't quite say all that, but it was kind of the, you know, I was kind of the gist of the whole thing. So I selected it all. There you go. Delete. It's all gone. And I do this constantly, and you probably heard me talk about it before. And just write a quick little thing. Please defund National Public Radio. They've taken enough money already. I don't support them. Please do not give them any more money. Saying, Steve, hit enter. And I started getting, you know, emails back from Ted Cruz and, you know, a couple other of the guys, right? And they were all nice little form letters, just totally useless. And they sit there and go, oh, yeah, hey, okay, we got your email. And let you know that Ted Cruz is here for you, and he's our man, and you can count on him, and do-do-do. Oh, yeah, that's a good fluff piece. How much did that fluff piece cost? You know, like, yeah, who cares, right, you know? But he sent me an email back, and I get a message a couple days later. And where is that dang message? And it, you know, it really gets me, right? And what gets me about it is I feel I'm out of touch with these yahoos. And, well, their concerns aren't my concerns. So let's just read this. And he is a yahoo, and he's out of touch, and his concerns are not my concerns. Goes, hi, this is Congressman Chip Roy, letting you know that I'm working hard to keep our Central Texas communities afloat during coronavirus. Oh, really? I passed a bipartisan bill that has helped thousands of Texas 21 businesses. What the hell's a TX 21 business? Keep the doors open and their employees on the payroll. Oh, so you gave a whole bunch of money away, huh, Chip? you gave a whole bunch of money away, money, to do what? To support your pandemic? Well, does it support the pandemic? Yeah. No? I don't know. But it sure seems like it, you know, by paying a bailout to all these people to stay home, to telling businesses, why the heck do they let people actually sit there and they tell them, shut down your business. You go, but if I shut down my business, I'm not going to have any money and I'm not going to be alive. That's basically telling me to shut down my business and destroy myself, and I won't be able to, I'll be homeless, and I won't be able to feed my kids. Oh, we'll figure that out. Here's some money. $3 trillion floats, right? Everybody, here you go. Here's your portion of $3 trillion. What'd you get? $600? $1,200? You know, $600 a week? Oh, that's really neat. You know how much $3 trillion is? Yeah, they're supporting it. You know, this Chip Roy, yeah, you got my goat. One of our local talk show guys does Monday, Friday, vote him out of office type of show. You know, he tells you how to get involved, how to be involved, why it's important for you to be a slave to the Republican Party and this and that. Man, gushing the crap out of this guy. So, oh, I can't tell you that much about this guy, Chip. He is the best thing since dip. He did-a-little-little-do. I'm going, man, I hope I never sound like that. I sound my own kind of strange. Okay, hang on. Let's go to the phones and we're going to grab the phones real quick. And we might have to drag Mike over the break. Mike in Kentucky. Mike, good morning.
Well, that's your opinion.
I have a lot of opinions, Mike.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Barely. You sound like you're off on the other side of the bathroom or something.
No.
Kind of echoey off in the distance. I turned my audio boost up on this phone, but it's still kind of off in the distance. So,
well, I'm on emergency backup, so sorry about
bigger
that.
Bigger counties in Texas. I know in the eastern United States they kind of styled them after the – I think English and Anglo-American common law, where the sheriff, you know, going out to get your reeves that you're supposed to share with the count of the county, they designed that to where a man on horseback could ride out and collect the taxes from some farmer at the edge of the county and bring it back to, you know, to distribute it back up the line to the dukes and duchesses and barons and kings. So how big are the counties out there in Texas?
You know, the counties, as far as I remember, are derived from the count of the people in the given area, right? And so they have a minimum person count, but they can get pretty big. You know, so they
right.
have the largest
10 miles, about 10 miles from the county seat out to the county line is the average in places like Kentucky and Virginia and back east, about 10 miles out.
Okay.
10 miles back, that's about what a man could hunt comfortably or a sheriff's deputy could ride on horseback. Go collect the taxes or go arrest somebody with a warrant or serve a warrant.
Okay, 145 square miles is the smallest county, right?
In
149
Texas?
In Texas, right?
Yeah.
And our largest county in Texas is 6,103 square miles.
That's pretty ridiculous. That's huge.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think
they have some weird rules.
I'm sitting in a county. It's like 121 square miles or something. 22,000 people and 4 million trees. I don't know.
All right. Hang
I hear
on,
the music.
Man. Let's go to the.
Yeah,
break.
I have a point to this. I have a point to this, but.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it. Be right back.
Let's go to the next one. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Segment. We got Mike in Kentucky on the line. We're talking about the size of counties in Texas and Kentucky. Anyways, please continue, Mike.
All right. Well, you know, there's historical reasons I think why counties are the way they are. Of course, in the Big Sky Country out west, you could probably, in you know, travel quite a bit further and on flat ground on horses or whatever, and of course this, the population is much more sparse. Now, I've always heard that to occupy, that I guess this is a West Point military type principle or concept, and it goes back even to the Romans. If you want to occupy a given land area, there's a certain number of soldiers you're going to need to do that with, unless you do force multipliers, you know, like perception management games and things like that, you know, like taking over the media, which it seems to be a habitual thing to do. Well, Joseph Goebbels handed out radios in the 1930s. Just got me Obama radio, you know, and then during this technocratic age, what did Obama do? Whether he's the biological son of Frank Marshall Davis or not, apparently that communist sex rebel had all kinds of influence on him, and he talks about that in his book, you know, about Frank, his dad's friend, which there's a lot of weirdness going on there if you follow the whole story. But anyway, West Point claims that if you want to occupy somewhere, like, say, Iraq, you need about a pretty much a soldier for every square kilometer on the ground. Well, in the lower 48 states, it's about 9 million square kilometers. So who's got the logistics to bring in 9 million troops to occupy America, or however many square miles Texas is? There's nobody really has that logistics, so it would have to be done through a lot of mind games. In the 1880s, the mind game on the dollar started, by my reckoning, as far as I know, I've held it in my hand and read it several times, is James G. Blaine, 20 Years of Congress, where he talks about gold is the money of monarchs, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of the peasants, and debt is the money of slaves. So, you know, since 1913, they've been playing debt shuffle games in this country. And as he said in that 20 Years of Congress, James Blaine said, the dollar is not wanted for what it is worth intrinsically, but for what it will buy. And so they've been running these perception management games on us for a very long time, trying to, and they've done it globally. The dollar is perceived as the thing to have and invest in. We've got foreigners that are invested in controlling our real estate and money and pipelines and utilities. And, you know, so the rest of us that live here have been converted into what's called a surety. If you read, you know, what the definition of the Federal Reserve note is, it says basically it's a lie. And so we've been living a lie for a long time with these things being passed around. It says it's in the likeness of a note. In other words, it's not a promissory note, but it's a direct obligation of the people. So when you're talking about all this trillions that's being put in circulation to fight this pandemic, it's all a massive illegal psychological operation on the public, and it's all odious. The debt internationally can be declared odious, and it cancels it out because it's built on constructive fraud. People are not obligated to pay the debts of a government engaged in fraud. So
right, unless they are. Unless they are.
Well, that's because what I'm saying. They're conned.
Right now, I agree with you.
Well, they're conned into believing this.
What was that?
They are conned into believing there is a contract. There is no contract when there's not a meeting of the minds. In other words, the devil comes in here and makes you believe that you owe him your soul, and you just get dragged down into hell. And there is no valid contract. A contract cannot be valid if there's threat, duress, coercion, concealment, a lack of the meeting of the minds. And so the generally dumb public is not taught this in school and economics. They believe that the Wizard of Oz is going to inject all this $27 trillion, which they have no intent of ever paying off, and that it's an obligation that we owe. I mean, it's a joke. So the only way that we can stop this really is to break the mind control spell that's on the public's mind. Of course, every year you have to fill out a new confession or declare under penalty of perjury that you are a U.S. citizen. Have you ever tried to look that up and see what a U.S. citizen is? There's so many definitions you can't possibly. It's uncognizable, as they like to say in court. You cannot comprehend all the implications and permutations of what it might mean to be a U.S. citizen. I have somewhere in an undisclosed location, a 1917 Bouvier's Law Dictionary. The definition of the United States by itself is 4 pages of fine print you have to go through with a magnifying glass to read it if you're over the age of 30. I mean, you have to have really young eyes to see the print that's so small. So, I mean, it's hard to argue with some of these Muslims that say it's the great Satan. I mean, it's getting harder and harder to argue that.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You want to hang on?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Well, hey, the phone lines seem to have mysteriously cleared themselves. Well, it's not a mystery. They hung up. That happens. You know, thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know if we got closure on that phone call, but I think it is fascinating that the U.S. dollar, right, the fake, the fiction, the funny money, right, the dead instrument that we're playing with, we see the ripples in it today. We can see them as they're cascading through our universe. Maybe they haven't manifested themselves completely. Since the corona started, there has been a definite rise in food costs. A lot of people don't have money. A lot of people aren't going out and shopping. A lot of people are broke. I guess a lot of people are living on that company money, the government dole, right? You know, it's definitely there. A lot of people are hiding. Gold's going up. Silver's going up. There's talk again about how gold is going to go to so-and-so and silver's going to go to so-and-so. Cryptos are going up. There's a lot of talk about cryptos. And so everything's going to go up again, and what's going to go down? Are we ready? Is this really the time, the death of the dollar? No, and what does that look like? You know, that's one of the things, conversations I have offline a lot of times, is I talk to people about, well, the death of the dollar. What is it going to look like? you know, all of a sudden you start getting money from somebody and you get paid. Historically, you get paid for the job that you negotiate the terms of the contract. And say you work in burger clipping, right? So now you're clipping a burger for anywhere between $8 and $15 an hour. All of a sudden, you can't buy anything for $8 and $15. Your landlord's sitting there going, your rent of $1,000 a month, that's not enough. So, but I have it in my terms of contract. Well, I also have the ability to change that rent, right? Because you didn't read the fine print, you never thought I'd do it or whatever. You go, $2,000 a month. So you tell your employer, the hamburger flipper guy, go, I need more. I need $30 an hour. So you fight with that, and maybe you have to quit because he's not going to be able to make a, you know, a $5 burger now, $8 burger. It's going to be $16. Inflation starts going up, and it just goes absolutely bonkers. The world can go sideways faster than anything. Go ask your mommy. See what she says. Sorry, guys, we got wake-up time at the house. But, you know, everything. Someday I'm going to afford, maybe when my silver goes up to like $10 billion, to build a nice little studio that I could sit on my own. But until then, I'm going to do this. But where's money going? You know, I have no clue. We can talk about that a little bit more as we go forward. I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about the internet, where we're going with that. It's been a subject that I wanted to talk about for quite so many weeks, but Alan's been on the show, and well, I'm just dragging him sideways since that's really not his specialty. It's not even something. Some people are internet people, and I know out there, a lot of y'all are listening on satellite. You don't have internet access, but maybe you have email, but I seem to know a lot of people that don't have internet. The internet's a fascinating thing because, you know, in one essence, it was created. Feel free to call into the show if you want to, or just let, you know, we'll just go through this little internet privacy type segment. Because I kind of need to do it. The internet was created for privacy, they say, but it was created by the DOD, the Department of Defense. It was created to be a network of computers, or a network, which is a thing that computers can be attached to, that they'd be able to communicate no matter if one leg of the journey is actually taken out completely. So imagine, if you would, New York, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco, and Los Angeles. They all have connections to them. You blow up Washington, D.C., or L.A., or San Francisco, or New York, and all the computers that are still left can still talk. And then implement this in a global scale and connect every damn thing and thingamajig, and you can take out one little city, and it's good. We did this with this internet thing that the DOD created. Ended up ended up using a thing called the Internet Protocol. We call it an IP, right? IP address, Internet Protocol address. And this was a little bit of an address, but it had a problem, well, as it grew up. And then the fourth version, IPv4, and this, I got to talk about this a little bit. IPv4 gave you an IP address. And this is what you're used to using today, folks. You know, you've heard the term IP address, right? And they track your IP address and, you know, hide your IP address and, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's all noise. But it's true. Your computer has an IP address that's given it to it by your router, and your router gets one from your provider. Now, when you go to something, out in cyberspace, it gets your IP address. I'm getting calls coming in right now, but I'm going to finish this thought and then we'll move on to the phone. So hang on. So there's a thing where people can see where you're coming from by your IP address, because your router at home, it's an IP address from the ISP, and you go to the server and it goes, oh, okay, Steve's coming from Texas. Okay, great. So I know this about Steve. If they can identify me as Steve, they know that I'm coming from Texas. That's it, right? So as we go forward in this hostile environment called the internet, and it has become it always has been a hostile environment. It's just more of a hostile environment now, but it's a brave new world. We have people that are trying to sell you / give you things called VPNs. And what that is an encrypted virtual private network. Now, be careful is what I kind of want to tell you. Be very careful in selecting what VPN provider that you go with. This isn't a commercial for any particular VPN provider. I'm putting out a general warning and telling you that you need to know who you're doing business with on these VPNs. A lot of times, a lot of these VPNs have been put up by nefarious companies that are using your data. They are keeping logs on it, and they're tracking it. You know, they may tell you that they're not tracking it, or they may tell you they're tracking it. They may tell you that they use your logs for working with Google to give you the appropriate, you know, advertising that you need. But a good place to find information about this, and if you're serious about VPNs, maybe we'll get back into this a little later in the show, but I want to move on to the phones. Go to TorrentFreak. That's TorrentFreak.com. Now, this is a website that I've been following since the 90s. It really talks about the pirated media community, the torrent community, the file sharing community. It talks about the subcultures that are going on the internet sharing information. It's a really good research point that you can find information about what's going on behind the scenes. And we're getting ready to go into a lockdown point like China and, let's say, Russia, where they put up firewalls all around the country and keep you out. The old Trumpulator wants to ban TikTok from within the country. And, well, hey, that's part of it. Right? The first thing they banned, you know, it might be TikTok. We're not talking an Alex Jones ban, but maybe we'll expand upon that later. Let's go to the phones. Bobby in Florida. What's going on, Bobby?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Okay. I called you last week, too. But it's funny you're talking about the money thing. And they always say have gold and have silver. But it reminds me of that Twilight Zone episode where the guy, they go into the future and they got all this gold and then they're walking, they all die. Some of them die. The guy's got a bar of gold and these people come by and it's hovercraft. If he's getting water, I'll trade you this bar of gold. And the bar of gold was worth literally nothing. I mean, you know, but... Yeah. How are you going to barter with gold when you have physical gold? Are you going to buy a loaf of bread with it? I mean, you know, we're talking about what happened in pre-World War II Germany in the 30s. I mean, money was just piled up in wheelbarrows to buy bread. So then right. Where do you make that transition with the gold and the silver? So that's something. And then the Bitcoin, that all sounds really good, but you can't get your hands on it. So I still don't, no matter how many people say this is good, if you can't get your hands on it, what good is it? Especially if the internet's down. Yeah. So, and another thing I wanted to bring up is this interview with Trump on HBO. I seen it last night. Man, he's looking really stupid. I mean, when the guy did an interview with him and asked him, why do you wish Ghislaine Maxwell well? He goes, well, I wish everyone well. What, don't you? What an idiot. I mean, you don't say something like that about someone who is accused of the thing she's accused of. I mean, someone in my own family, I would pretty much disown them if they had enough dirt or had all these people coming out on them. I mean, he's looking really stupid. I mean, he's running now with another idiot, perverted idiot. I mean, the whole thing is about to come down on everybody, and they better get ready for it. I'm thinking to the I just don't see a Mad Max thing going on here, because I really think there's a lot of really good people. There really is more good people than there is bad, and I think there's more black people who aren't bad than the ones who you're seeing on TV. And all these people doing all this rioting and all this stuff, if the media would back off of them, it's like a kid who wants a lot of attention. Just go do your thing, and we're not going to film it anymore. They're going to get mad. They're not filming it. You know, it's kind of that's the way I'm looking at that there, is they just want – and the media works with them. You know, I talked to you guys last weekend about the Frankfurt School, what that's all about. That's your Saul Alinsky. That's your destroy civilization type of deal that's been going on, hiding in the shadows. And I didn't know that they coined the phrase make love, not war. You know, and they coined the phrase anti-Semitism. They created all this stuff. It's like a school where this stuff has been bred, and now it's got into our colleges, and now it's here. It's in your face. These people are walking around saying this stuff. I even have a pharmacist who's a black guy. He's from Guyana, and he pulled that crap on me. He started talking to me, what do you do? Next thing you know, I'm saying, hey, look, man, I can't help it. You were a slave, or your ancestors were. I had nothing. When he says, well, you're benefiting from it, I point at my beat-up car. I go, do I look like I'm benefiting from anything? I grew up in a bad neighborhood. What the hell is this? What, this shit is getting viral. I mean, he owns a freaking, he owns a pharmacy. You know, it's just, I don't, wow. I mean, he's not a college student. He's not a young guy. And I said, well, and I got to a point, I said, well, you know, there were Irish people who were slaves. And he says, yes, yes, but they were white. I think we should just get away from this conversation. I hope I can still get my medicine from them, because they don't have it anywhere. It's kooky, man. It's really, and I think the media plays a lot of it. The media works with a lot of this. The media is a lot of the problem, and we know who owns that too. I mean, it really looks like the same thing that has happened in history before. It really does sort of, you know, rhyme if it doesn't repeat itself. It's the same mentality they had, you know, before Adolf Hitler. And I'm not a Hitler fan, you know, but I tell you what, if you line him up with all them other leaders like Stalin and Churchill and Roosevelt, he's the lesser evil. And this is what we're dealing with now, the lesser evil. We got to keep going with the lesser evil. Man, and I got to tell people, they go, what do you want to cling to? I said, my gun. I got 200 pounds of ammo. I'm just waiting for the aftermath. You know, and get your generator out, because I think the next nasty thing they can pull, I'm seeing a lot of rebellion with the mask. I see guys walk in the store, and they just take the damn things off now. I'm seeing people in Home Depot without them. But the way they can really get us is the food and the power. Think about that. That's how they can really punish us, if we don't go along with the mask stuff, you know?
Right. They can pretend, for sure. Well,
yeah,
you know,
the power, that's always in the back of my mind. If you think you want to get over on somebody really nasty, that and the food, but people can be creative with food, you know.
Controlled it. I mean, in the first part of the corona, it was the big food shortage, right? You know, that really got everybody into alignment, where you spent all your day, you know, not working, looking for another loaf of bread, right, or toilet paper, right? It was pretty stupid. But, you know, the dollar, I don't see any way of popping it up. And, I'm not the smartest man in the world, and I do believe what you're saying about, and I'm working that in my head, the thing about silver and gold values versus food and water. That's why, you know, it's possible to buy an entire house for a hot dog, you know, at the beginning of an edible. Right? If they're hungry, hey, I have a hot dog, I want your house. Right? Where's your
yeah.
do it. You know, here's the hot dog, right? Okay. Can I get a can of milk with that? Sure, I'm a nice guy. There you go. You know, so that's a possibility. But in the prepper lifestyle or the design, I guess, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit of this, right? Because you never know what you're going to do. And sure, Bitcoin or Buckcoin or whatever might go poof. You know, who has all the money to have a little bit of this, a little bit of that? I can't afford an ounce of gold. It's ridiculous. Hey, thanks for the call again.
All right, buddy, take it easy.
Okay. See you, Bobby. Mike, hang on. We'll give you the last minute. Public check this radio. Maybe it's
after about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Interesting show. Money, money, money. Gold, silver, whatever. Mike in Kentucky, welcome back.
Yeah, barter is the money of peasants is what I was getting at, but on this Lebanese bomb, whatever it was, I don't know for sure, but I would encourage people to look at an hour and 17 minutes in, approximately. There's a whole segment, and the Army Eglin Air Force Base, or Army Base, did a series of tests to recreate the truck bomb. It's in the A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, and you can research it beyond that, but there was a Khovar Towers, I think, in Saudi Arabia that was bombed with a very similar Anfo bomb, and that's what they're trying to say. It was a big store of confiscated ammonium nitrate that went off there in the port of Beirut. And they point out that with Timothy McVeigh's alleged truck bomb of whatever it ended up being, nitromethane and blended with ammonium nitrate or fuel oil, diesel fuel, whatever the heck it was, the problem is the way they told us that they did it was a bunch of barrels, like 16 barrels or something. And unless you've got a very accurate timing circuit, which is also the thing that you need for a nuclear bomb, you cannot set off all those barrels at the same time. Each barrel will act like a separate bomb, and it cancels out the shock wave. So if you watch the various videos of that bomb in Beirut, from different angles, you can see a really bright flash occurs before the shock wave hits. And to me, that looks like there had to have been something that popped that whole cache of ammonium nitrate off at the same time. And that would probably, what could that be other than, you know, a small nuke or a series of wired up timing circuits to make that shock wave so uniform? I mean, it looks like a nuke, but, you know, just something I noticed there, and it's covered in the Ennoble Lie documentary about the Citizens Grand Jury report that was issued like 2 or 3 months or something, or 3 weeks before September 11th, so nobody hardly knew about it, so they made that documentary called A Noble Lie. And
yeah, I remember all that. That was trippy.
It's worth going back and looking at that.
Especially looking at that segment.
Huh?
Especially now. I mean, they're throwing that out there again and making a comparison.
Well, I don't think it was no regular ammonium nitrate explosion, I don't believe, that could have set off such a uniform shockwave to make a mushroom cloud. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think they had to have rigged it somehow to do that, because there's other pictures, I mean, there's other video of other bombs going off like that, and they don't have a uniform spherical shockwave. And several of them, this should be a lesson to everybody, if you see something like that, don't film it. Duck and cover. There's right before a lot of the videos end, you'll see in the distance in front of these cameras, the entire windows of buildings get shattered right as that shockwave hits, and then you see them fall over. I got to go. I appreciate you putting me back on.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, have Mike. A great one.
You too. Well, there you go, folks. Fertilizer bombs coming to your town. No, they're not. That was A Noble Lie. 1 hour, 37 minutes in. See, it's out there. Watch the whole thing if you want. Take care. Have a good weekend.
And the farther sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.